The Importance of Being Earnest by Oscar Wilde. Retold by F. H. Cornish. Published by Macmillan Education, a division of Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2011. Act 1.
Part 3.
Stop singing that awful tune, Algy!
Didn't everything work out all right, old fellow? Did Gwendolyn refuse to marry you?
Oh, Gwendolyn was fine. She believes we are engaged. Her mother is awful. I've never met such a monster. Oh, I beg your pardon, Algy. I suppose I shouldn't talk about your own aunt in that way in front of you.
My dear fellow, I love hearing people being rude about my relations. Relations are simply a boring group of people who don't know how to live and don't know when to die.
Oh, that is nonsense.
It isn't.
Well, I won't argue about it. You always want to argue about things.
Things were made for arguing about.
If I believed that, I'd shoot myself. You don't think Gwendolyn will become like her mother in 150 years, do you, Algy?
All women become like their mothers. That is their tragedy. No men become like theirs. That is their tragedy.
Have you said something clever?
They were very fine sentences, and they are very true.
I'm tired of cleverness. Everybody is clever nowadays. You meet clever people everywhere. I wish that there were a few fools left in the world.
There are.
I should like to meet them. What do they talk about?
The fools. They talk about the clever people, of course.
What fools?
By the way, did you tell Gwendolyn the truth about being Ernest in town and Jack in the country?
My dear fellow, one does not tell the truth to a nice, sweet girl. You have extraordinary ideas about how to behave to a woman.
The only way to behave to a woman is to flirt with her if she is pretty, and if she isn't pretty, you must flirt with someone else.
Oh, that is nonsense.
What about your badly behaved brother, Ernest? Did you tell her about him?
Oh, I shall have got rid of him before the end of the week. I'll say he died in Paris of a heart attack. Lots of people die of a heart attack quite suddenly, don't they?
Yes, but it's hereditary, my dear fellow. It's the sort of thing that runs in families. You would better say that he died of a bad cold.
Are you sure that a bad cold isn't hereditary?
Of course it isn't.
Very well, then. My poor brother Ernest will die suddenly in Paris of a bad cold. That gets rid of him.
But you said that your ward, Miss Cardew, was a little too interested in your poor brother Ernest. Won't she be very distressed?
Oh, that's not a problem. Cicely is not a silly romantic girl, I am pleased to say. She eats big meals, goes for long walks, and doesn't pay attention to her lessons.
I would like to meet Cicely.
I will make sure that you never meet her. She is extremely pretty, and she is just 18.
Have you told Gwendolyn that you have an extremely pretty ward who is just 18?
Oh, one mustn't tell people everything all at once. Cicely and Gwendolyn will be great friends, I'm sure. They will be calling each other sister half an hour after they meet.
Women only call each other sister after they have called each other lots of other things first. Now, my dear fellow, if we want to get a good table at the restaurant, we must go and change our clothes now. It's nearly 7. I'm hungry.
I never knew a time when you weren't hungry.
What shall we do after dinner? Go to a theatre?
Oh, no. One has to listen at the theatre. I hate listening.
Well, let us go to the club.
Oh, no. One has to talk at the club. I hate talking.
Well, we could go to the Empire Music Hall at 10.
The Music Hall? Oh, no. I hate looking at things.
Well, what shall we do?
Nothing.
Doing nothing is very hard work. However, I don't mind very hard work if there is nothing definite to do.